Israel was on the verge of permanently obliterating Hamas until the United States intervened to save the terrorists from destruction. Learn how President Donald Trump betrayed Israel and caused the Jews to lose the war. Next, on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. We have been prophesying for 4 years that Donald Trump would be regaining his presidency. And now he has. A little later, I'll give you a couple of scriptures that prove that to you. President Trump gave a powerful inaugural speech. Even at the time he was speaking, there were already 3 hostages that were released. But he didn't say anything about the terrifying price that had to be paid for it. And what is that all about? Benjamin Netanyahu had already virtually destroyed the Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon, and it looked like that the Jews were about to conquer the Gaza terrorists. And then suddenly they began to hear shoutings in Iran and Gaza, and they were saying that they had won the war. Now, how could this possibly be? How could that happen? Well, Melanie Phillips is one of the greatest journalists in the world, and she lives in Jerusalem. And what she states is shocking about what happened. That sudden change was something she writes about here. This was written January 16th, 2025. And there are numerous other journalists that I'll try to quote just quickly as we go through here, that are saying the same thing. Prominent journalists. Here's what Melanie Phillips has to say. And she said, and there was distraught disbelief that President-elect Donald Trump, upon whom so many were relying to enable Israel to defend itself against genocide, could have betrayed the Jewish state by forcing Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to accept the disastrous terms promoted by the Biden administration. Of course, Trump did the same thing that Biden was planning on doing and hoping he could do. And why did President Trump do that? Well, one thing that we need to understand is that the little nation of Israel, or Judah, depends on the U.S. for armaments to even to fight the war. And of course, if they lose those, then they lose the war. So they were waiting for President Trump to help them. The Hezbollah, as I said, had already just about been finished. And President Trump didn't say anything about the war to speak of. It was just a few words that he said. But then Melanie Phillips goes on to say, America is largely responsible for abandoning them to their fates and allowing Hamas to continue to deploy these innocents as an internal weapon of blackmail and extortion. I want to just show you today that President Trump betrayed Israel. Now, that's a strong statement, but there's all kinds of proof to show you that happened. Why would that happen, and how would that happen? President Trump does not really have a strong military leader to advise him. He does have one he decided not to use, let's say, in his cabinet and his upper administration. That is General Michael Flynn. And he may be the greatest general that America has. And yet, President Trump is not using him, at least at the peak of his power in the cabinet and so on. But here, if you look at this and just say, well, what is it that President Trump really needs? Well, he needs somebody to help him understand what is happening in the Middle East. And he has to see in time what a catastrophe he has caused in the Jewish state in the Middle East our only real ally. And they have been a strong one. And now, where does that leave us in the Middle East? What kind of power do we have there? Well, it's not encouraging. Here's just another short paragraph from Melanie Phillips. Trump doesn't want a war on his watch. He has virtually promised the American people that he will bring an end to war. But sometimes an enemy arises with whom any agreement is a deal with the devil. That's right. Sometimes you just have to fight or be captives of evil people. Trump is dealing with the devil, according to Melanie Phillips, and not God. I'll add that. Melanie Phillips has an article dealing with the devil. This is not God's doing. And I can prove that to anybody from the prophecies of the Bible. She went on to say, if Netanyahu is seen to have been forced to agree to Israel's defeat in Gaza, he will be finished. As for Trump, the fear is that his transactionalism will mean he ends up playing the same role as the Biden administration in empowering evil. We can only hold our breath. Their survival is at stake. And do you think America needs a strong general like General Flynn today? I would say he at least should be an advisor, strong one. Mr. Netanyahu is surely one of the outstanding leaders of the world. I look forward to working with you. And how much does he know about fighting wars? He's been doing it most of his life in Israel or Judah. That's just the truth. But President Trump has rejected both of those men as far as them leading him in his understanding. So I'll tell you, this has exposed Mr. Trump in a way that none of us want to see, but it is the truth. Something is dreadfully wrong here. What is it? There is this victory, almost victory, that suddenly now they have lost the war with the Gaza terrorists, and they're going to have to be living beside them forever, it looks like. They were there to destroy the Hamas terrorists, and now the opposite happened. What are we to do with that? But I'll tell you this, what Mr. Trump has done here is going to plague him from the very beginning to the end of his tenure in office. That is a fact that, and you wait and see if it doesn't happen that way, unless there's a big change in what he's doing. He has disgraced Netanyahu, and it's just a catastrophe that it's hard to even describe. Here is one more comment from Melanie Phillips. This one is titled, "If this deal fails, Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu is finished." Well, and I did touch on that already. That happened so suddenly that it just horrified the people in Israel. What is wrong with what is happening in the Middle East as far as America is concerned? And the Jews as well, because the two are tied together. The people in Israel have to have armaments from America or somebody, and they can only get them probably from America, and that's about it. So they are desperately in need of our help. As the terrorists give us one hostage, they expect about 30 hostages that Israel has in their prison, and many of those terrorists are murderers and have killed a lot of Jews, and they're having to release them. 30 of them, let's say, for one hostage those taken captive by the terrorists. She says that Israel's greatest political escape artist had no option but to agree. And I think probably that's true. That's probably true. But as she said, begin to hemorrhage his election following. And that's deadly politically, of course. But you see, Mr. Trump didn't mention anything about the price that he paid for those hostages. He didn't talk about that. But everything in that war was just reversed. It was reversed. And here's one final comment by Melanie Phillips. She says, and in the supreme irony, the person delivering the coup de grace that has eluded Netanyahu's many political foes would be the man he once lauded as Israel's greatest ever friend in the White House, Donald J. Trump. The people in Israel loved him in his first time in office. And now they're saying he has betrayed them. That is a terrible thing when you consider that America only has one strong ally in the Middle East. And if Israel goes, so goes America in many ways. But this is a catastrophic error. And I have to think, well, okay, Mr. Trump said, well, we have to fight to win. Talking about winning here in America. And he said that after he had been shot in the ear, other people trying to kill him, to get him out of the way. And God delivered him. God was the one that caused that to happen that way. And I even said 2 months before that he was not going to be assassinated. And the reason I know that is because the prophecy tells you he's going to be there and regain his presidency. And if I have time, I'll get into that with you. But here is one more statement from a journalist. This is Brendan O'Neill, and also January 16th. He says, we need to be honest. The ceasefire deal is a boon for Hamas and a blow to Israel. And he goes on to say this. They had a noble goal of destroying these terrorists, and now it's all been reversed. And they have to live beside them and see them massacre them again, it seems, before they can understand what's happening or be willing to understand it. Mr. Netanyahu is a real warrior, I think, and so is General Flynn, and I wonder. You see, again, men like this are going to have to be used, it's going to be a black path that Donald Trump is going to be walking on. He has been flawed by all of this. We are certainly familiar with General Flynn, and he is a great patriot, and as I said, one of the greatest generals that we have, maybe the greatest. But notice this. I want you to please notice this. Here's a paragraph from this last author I mentioned to you. Here's what he says. For me, this raises red flags about Trump's approach to international affairs. Think about that massive statement. Let me repeat it. For me, this raises red flags about Trump's approach to international affairs. Well, now, that in this dangerous world, you've got a lot of international terrorists. And many of them are not called that, but they probably should be. He goes on to say, to elevate the peace of mind of America's incoming rulers over the right of the Jewish state to defeat the anti-Semites that threaten its very existence seems disastrously short-termist. Do Trump advisors not appreciate what is at stake in the Middle East? Think about that. Do Trump's advisors not appreciate what is at stake in the Middle East? This is just a monumental mistake. And how could it not be when something like this happens? I tell you, when statements like that are made, these are profound. These men know what they're talking about. And what is going to happen, and how is that going to be a very negative thing that President Trump has to deal with? He's going to say that he won the peace, according to this man, and it has nothing to do with peace. Not real peace. He concludes by saying, Trump can gloat, but unless we give answers to these questions, the crisis both there and here will continue. The crises are going to continue. That doesn't go away. People are exposed and they see, well, Mr. Trump had strong words, but what are his deeds in this greatest crisis you could possibly have in the Middle East? And many powerhouses that don't like us are very much aware of what that means, and that's going to really open the door for them more than ever before. Mr. Trump really does not want a war, but sometimes you can't avoid that. That's what happened with the Jews. What else could they do? And now they're dealing with the devil. And that's not going to bring any good fruits. I think that this is something that is going to be with us for a long time. When you're out there and you're fighting for everything in America, and he has done that, and God has used him to do it. It's prophesied. We explain all that in the New Throne of David, if I don't get time to get into it today. Here you have a man fighting and winning like nobody has in the Middle East for quite some time, as Netanyahu was. And here he has the will to fight for his nation in a war. And that's the kind of ally you need if he's going to fight for freedom. And there may be political differences in that, but this is not politics. This is about winning a war for all politicians. And that certainly is what Israel is facing right now. It is a nightmare, and it's a colossal tragedy. But what we see in the Jewish state right now, it's kind of the ultimate fight. And their nation and its survival depends on it. Fight, or die as a nation. That's what it's all about. And America has lost the Middle East as far as having a certain amount of power there. We don't anymore. The people in Iran and Gaza are shouting and rejoicing and just having a wonderful time today, these last few days. But someone like President Trump was shot and almost killed. And that was a miracle from God, because he had promised to bring that man back. God had to do that. As I said before, 2 months before that, I had said that he's not going to be assassinated, because it says in Amos 7 that he will return to his presidency. Here's another one from the Boston Globe, Jeff Jacoby, and he says this was a grievous blunder of repeating a grievous blunder. It's that bad. It needs to be repeated. A lot of journalists, really good journalists, are saying this. How can we not deal with this and face it? We can't just ignore it. And it's a sad, sad day in America for that reason. They went on to say, talking about the Palestinian militants, and they've had this fight before, and then they'll get hostages, and they'll have to then give them hostages, that is the terrorists, people who kill Jews, and that type of thing. This writer says, will Israel never learn? Will they never learn? And maybe will we ever learn? Do we have the will to fight? This is all explained in the prophecy of 2 Kings 14 and Amos 7. And we'll send you material at the end of the program, and you can learn all about this that you want to. Here's one more paragraph from this last reporter. He says, an opinion survey released this week finds that 64% of Israelis support releasing even terrorists with blood on their hands if that is the price of bringing hostages home. Well, it does show the people are weaker than they should be. This catastrophe has been articulated by many of these journalists and even Israeli media as well, not just journalists outside of Israel. Anyhow, I don't have time to get into those two scriptures, but we'll send you a lot of material, and you will understand it very well. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
Israel was on the verge of permanently obliterating Hamas until the United States intervened to save the terrorists from destruction. Learn how President Donald Trump betrayed Israel and caused the Jews to lose the war. United States President Donald Trump was probably the greatest friend of Israel, but he has just betrayed the Jews. Right before resuming the office of the presidency, Mr. Trump supported a disastrous hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. Just as Israel was about to achieve total victory against the terrorists and wipe out the threat from Gaza forever, America foolishly got involved and forced a temporary ceasefire. Hamas has gained precious time to regroup and restock for yet more terrorism and bloodshed. As part of the ceasefire agreement, Hamas has returned only some of its hostages in exchange for the release of hundreds of terrorists. These terrorists will return to fighting against Israel, murdering civilians, and seizing even more hostages. The cycle of violence and suffering continues. Any deal with Hamas truly is a deal with the devil. Request our free booklet, History and Prophecy of the Middle East, for absolute proof that every human effort at peace in the region will fail. The Middle East has a 4,000-year-old track record of cultural, political, and religious violence. Such history provides valuable insight into the volatile region today. Understand the only source that reveals not only the history of the Middle East, but also recorded much of this history before it ever happened. Prove the accuracy and authority of the Holy Bible as it gives God's perspective on the Middle East. Study History and Prophecy of the Middle East to discover the hope-filled future of the Jews and all mankind. Also request Gerald Fleury's free booklet, Jerusalem and Prophecy. God intended for Jerusalem to be a city of peace, and one day it will become so. But as long as human beings are in charge, peace will elude God's chosen city. Study Jerusalem and Prophecy to expose the Jews' deadly wound. The biblical book of Hosea warns against the grievous blunder of negotiating with terrorists to obtain peace. For decades, the Jews have repeatedly forfeited land for empty promises of peace from their mortal foes. The terrorists will not stop until the Jews no longer exist. No amount of land will change their murderous goal. Thousands of years ago, the Holy Bible declared that the Middle East peace process would lead only to more bloodshed. Time has proven this prediction absolutely right. The world around you is upside down. Good is scorned as evil, and evil is praised as good. Meanwhile, the proliferation of nuclear weapons in the hands of madmen threatens to exterminate all life on the planet. In this insane, dangerous world, where can you turn for answers to life's most important questions? Is there a definitive way to know right from wrong, truth from error, and to be protected from worldwide calamity? Request a free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet for God's perspective on chaotic societal trends and world events. With the Trumpet, you can peer through the lens of Bible prophecy and know beyond any doubt what will soon occur on earth in this end time. Your Bible explains why humanity is becoming more lawless and miserable as time goes on. This book, which claims to be the authoritative voice of God Himself, has foretold thousands of years in advance what would happen to the modern nations of America, Britain, Israel, Germany, Iran, Russia, China, and many others. Keeping up with the news is often confusing, frustrating, scary, and depressing. But with the Philadelphia Trumpet News Magazine, you'll be comforted by the sure word of Bible prophecy. You will grasp the vision that stirred and motivated God's prophets in ancient times. And you will see the glorious hope behind the doom and gloom in the headlines. Order your free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet and receive 10 issues per year, absolutely free. This priceless publication comes without any follow-up or obligation. With the Trumpet, you'll unlock the spiritual truth at the core of the many pressing issues in your community, nation, and world. You will prove what is in store for mankind in both the near and distant future. You will understand tomorrow's news today. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request History and Prophecy of the Middle East and Jerusalem and Prophecy. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request History and Prophecy of the Middle East and Jerusalem and Prophecy. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.